means that we can't use a caravan. Yeah. We live in Derry here, so it's about an hour's drive to the caravan park. So that means if I want to go down with my wife, I'm going to have to drive up and down twice a day to feed the dogs morning and night. Mm. Obviously walk them, clean up after them. I mean, that's a, you know, 4 hours driving. The time, the expense, the inconvenience, it just means we can't use the caravan the way we did. We, my wife and I won't be able to holiday at the caravan together. He has said to us, you know, in the letter that he sent out, as you're aware, this problem continues, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, we're not aware. And if there is a problem, why has he not spoken to anyone about it? You know, if there was a dog fouling issue, surely the first people he should have been speaking to was dog owners. But his idea of doing everything I can, he has put up two bins for dog fouling and a couple of signs around the site. But he hasn't actually said to anyone, there is this problem. No one was aware that the public path actually, well, as far as I'm aware, nobody knew that the public path was on his property and he was responsible for it.
Now, in terms of, do we know the views, though, of the majority who are not dog owners?
We absolutely do. I mean, we have formed a group. We have contacted as many people as we can. And no one who we have found has any objection to there being dogs on the site. In fact, there's quite a few who are furious that he's doing this.